Hello, welcome to the Post Game One Hoop Collective podcast. We are very happy to be joined courtside here at the Scotiabank Arena. The game just ended a few minutes ago. Cassidy Hubberth, host of
Hoop Streams.
Hoop Streams.
On Twitter, YouTube, ESPN app. Thank you, Wendy.
And the cool thing we just said a moment, Andrew, a second ago, she was breaking down the post-game interview that our other guest, Doris Burke, just did with Pascal Siakam, the hero of tonight's game. Two great post-game sideline interviewers breaking down
one
the
goat,
interview.
One goat, okay?
The goat.
One person just trying to learn
right.
From the goat. Let's get that straight.
So you just talked to Pascal a minute ago. He just played the game of his life, and the Raptors are up 1-0.
You know what, Brian? You know what struck me when I interviewed him? Is his countenance and demeanor in the aftermath of an incredible individual performance was just like it was between the lines. Aggressive but calm, emotional but under control. And he's 25 years of age. A year ago, he couldn't get in the rotation. He goes to Nick Nurse and says, I need to get a shot.
Nick's they like, wouldn't let him touch the ball, Doris.
Correct.
He would start the games. He'd play the first like six minutes of each half. If he touched the ball, it was just hot potato. Mm-hmm. And then it was sit down, son.
Right.
Tonight,
sit down, son. Yeah.
14 of 17. And I want to point out, awesome on defense.
Awesome.
Playing all over the court on defense.
That's a great point.
And the key to really this Raptors defense that really the Warriors haven't seen a defense like this yet, you would say, in these playoffs. And Pascal Siakam is going to be the most improved player.
No question.
And there's been a lot of criticism lately that in these playoffs he hasn't, you know, lived up to the regular season.
Hasn't been the same.
Game one, okay. He's reminded people, right?
Yeah. And can we make a point about their defense? One of the most impressive things to me tonight was Marc Gasol, one of the hardest actions. There's a ton of hard actions to guard with Golden State. But one of the hardest actions are the pick and rolls that come and extend with Steph Curry near the half court line. And Marc Gasol is guarding in space. He's up and into that screen and doing a hell of a job.
He was a catalyst.
And then he's back in the paint.
Right. They tried to backdoor him and he's like, nope, I know it's coming. So he was great, and the Warriors decided last round, Dame Lillard is not going to beat us. We are going to double-team him, and we're going to challenge the other guys. They had the same game plan. Maybe their traps were a little different. They brought it to Kawhi, and you could see it. We are not letting Kawhi beat us, but Gasol and Siakam were there. They got Kyle Lowry did not play a good offensive
right.
game tonight.
No.
But his toughness,
Danny
the charge
Green,
is taken.
Right.
There were some things he did. I agree offensively. And before this series is over, Brian, Kyle will have to make shots. But let's know that he did do some other good things.
But Siakam and Gasol.
Yeah.
Siakam 34, Gasol 20. That was something that the Blazers couldn't get. And then, of course, the Blazers, I don't even know I would mention the Blazers. They can't defend it anywhere near this level. But that the antidote that Portland didn't have, Toronto had. And maybe it was because they're at home. But that, to me, is going to be a lot of this series. You know, if they're going to keep playing Kawhi like this, and he still had a good game, but he didn't go for 40.
Correct.
If they can keep playing that level of defense, we're going to have a series here.
No question about it. And you mentioned how Pascal Siakam, his demeanor, it was poised. There were moments in this game that we saw the Warriors kind of lose their heads.
Klay Thompson. And there was a moment. I thought the T was...
That'll get
borderline. I didn't think it was great.
Yeah.
I think if you're Jason, you could see that maybe he thought he was throwing it at Goble, but that it looked like it was more just
he couldn't see his face. When they see the replay, they'll take it away.
Right.
The Warriors, I thought Steph did a really nice job in the he had a big first quarter, did nothing in the second quarter. That's why they got down by 10. Third quarter, they were in trouble. He had a really nice little spurt there where he's like, I'm going to get to the foul line. I'm going to find the shots. I think he had a good, solid, strong game, but they didn't get the support that they saw in the last round. I mean, he averaged 36 a game in the West Finals. He had 34 tonight. He wasn't like red hot doing it, but it was a great workman game, but they didn't get the support. You saw for the first time they miss Durant tonight. You felt missing number 35.
Also, Andre Iguodala, he just couldn't hit.
I'm worried about him, by the way.
If he hits those shots, though, then it doesn't feel... Because there was moments in that third and fourth quarter, you're like, all right, here are the Warriors come. If Andre Iguodala hit a couple of those shots, we'd be talking a different story. But he couldn't hit anything.
He was missing shots. No question about it, Cassidy. I'm as concerned. I'm actually way more concerned about the fact that in game they were attending to that calf. He sat for an incredibly long stretch. He comes back in, and he hurts it within a couple of minutes and was in significant pain. That thing is not going away. And even with the extra day's rest, he just came off 9 days rest.
Right.
So really concerned about that. Brian, we had a great graphic. Kevin Durant was averaging, what, 34.2. To your point about the, quote, others, you know, Jarebko and Cook and McKinney and all these guys, in that Portland series, that group averaged 32.4. So not 34 that Kevin was giving you, but to your point, Brian, those others contributed in Portland. They didn't tonight. Mm. This is their big moment in the finals. What's their reaction in game two?
Yeah, and I know that, like, as the season was going along, it was like, whatever, we'll take a loss here, we'll take a loss there. Well, that first week of April, while nobody was paying attention, the Raptors slipped in, got home court by a single game. It happened the second to last day of the season, barely got a notice anywhere except maybe here. And now, here it is, game one on the road, something the Warriors have not had to do in the finals when they were a little depleted. Mm-hmm. And I think the home crowd made a difference in this game.
Oh, my goodness. You were out in Jurassic Park.
You went to Jurassic Park during the game.
I was there pregame. It was crazy.
There are 34 million people in the country of Canada.
There was 20,000 people in the Mississauga Jurassic Park.
Right. There are 20. There really? There's now 29 Jurassic Parks that have popped up around Greater Toronto. There's 7.5 million people in the city in the Greater Toronto area. 7.5 million people watched. Forget Hockey Town. We're in the NBA Finals.
35 movie theaters that were letting people in for free to watch tonight.
No,
that's an entire country.
Too cool. That's too cool. Hyped.
And
about.
That's what the Warriors had to walk into.
Yes.
And they haven't had to do that before. So no. We're going to have a series. And I'm excited about it because the last 2 years we didn't have a series.
So let me ask you a question, Brian. What do you think is the biggest challenge facing the Warriors in game two?
They're going to have to come up with some things on offense because Toronto's rotations were so sound. This game was played at a very high competitive level. There were times when both teams ran beautiful offense and they ran into beautiful defense.
Yeah.
You really are seeing the two best teams.
Yeah.
They're going to have to throw some wrinkles because what was getting them open shots, what was getting them easy baskets in the West is not going to fly against this team. Yeah. This team's defense is awesome. D-E-F-E-C. Nope. Defense with a C, not an S.
That's
what
I don't
they call
know.
It up here.
You know, Jeff, I get it. I'm
Jeff,
slow.
Jeff made a point on the broadcast of the men they brought in, Gasol, Green, and Kawhi, all exceptional defensive players.
And something
experienced.
Else, as I was in the Warriors Rockets locker room a few minutes ago, Danny Green is in there saying, that's one game. Danny Green's got a ring. Gasol is in there saying, now Gasol doesn't have a ring, but he has been here before. He's not to the finals, but deep in playoffs. That's one game. Their front office, what's one game? Even Nick Nurse, he's won two championship series in the G League, and you may laugh at that, but that's...
I'm not laughing, because I think this man, and just in our pregame meeting, you guys, you know, Mark Jackson said to him, have you had a moment to, like, you know, enjoy it? He's like, I really haven't. And his focus was on... I've really been kind of insulated, right? And I'm just paying attention to the group and what needs to be done. It's just interesting to me that a group who's experiencing the finals for the first time, some of them, not Kawhi, not Danny, but it's cool. And it's playing a part, I think.
You know, Masai Ujiri, he had Mike Budenholzer here in Toronto. Budenholzer wanted this job. He was, you know, he knew he could get Milwaukee, but he was really interested in this job. And he had the interview, and Masai was like, you know what? I really like Nick Nurse.
Wow.
I really like Nick Nurse. They didn't offer it to him. And maybe he would have gotten both offers and gone to Milwaukee anyway. But he wanted Nick Nurse in this job.
And I think we can say that Nick Nurse outcoached Budenholzer in that last series.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see the chess match between what Steve Kerr did, because Steve Kerr did a phenomenal job, obviously, we saw in the Western Conference Finals. What is he going to do in game two?
I do think the Warriors are feeling okay because they're saying Siakam just had the game of his life. Gasol, you know, we're gonna clean that up and we're gonna still hold Kawhi down. And they were going to say, we still have Durant. And
Yeah, what's the countdown to the Warriors
game three? I would say game three probably. Also, I thought Boogie was okay.
8 minutes for Boogie.
You did?
8 minutes for Boogie.
I did think he was okay. I thought his passing was very good. I thought he didn't try to score it on every touch. I thought he made good reads. It's just really hard at the speed with which this is moving to drop him in. And the one thing I watched Steph Curry tell him, get to the block, get to the block. I just don't know, Brian. I need to rewatch the game. But I think this is probably one of the harder decisions Steve Kerr has had to make in his career is how do you implement him? You know, what's the best use? And are there nights where maybe they can't? And how does DeMarcus react to that? That would not be easy for a prideful, talented guy like him.
Well, we've got 2 days now to digest this, and we will talk about it a lot. We are going to wrap this up. Thank you for listening to the Hoop Collective. We're going to do this after every game with our fantastic crews that we have here. Doris, thank you so much.
Awesome to have you.
Great job.
And anytime I can work with Cassie, because she left my crew, she's too big for us.
That was Dorisburg just telling the biggest lie, but I'll take it because, you know.
Thank you, Cassidy. And we will be talking to you later in the week.